one that's Rav Shemana Mishram, follow Nisim Harba Nasa Boy, which lost their cipher. There were common Nisim that happened by making this Shemana Mishram. That's called follow Nisim Harba Nasa Boy, which lost their cipher. Chilotza Lehoyel Yud Beis Lug. From the first one, that was the Chal Yoni made 12 Lugim of Shemen. That's all they made. Yud Beis Lugim. Oboyim with his 12 Lugim. Ovoy Nimshach HaMishkon. With this, they anointed the Mishkon, the Caleb, and all the Caleb there. The Yaron, the Bono, Aaron, his children. Kol Shivashim HaMluyim. All the 7 days of the Meluyim. Over Nimshkon with the same Yud Beis Lug, Kahanim Gedolim Malachim, they anointed even future the Kahanim Gedolim and the kings. Vakula Kain Lasa Lavi, there still be some left, and there still be some left over Lasa Lavi. Shinem Raposik says Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yia Zelul Daras Eichem is there Begematria Yud Beis Lug in heaven, that these 12 Lugim will still be here Lasa Lavi. The kids of the whole thing was an ask, said that they use it, and it didn't get used up. Therefore, it's not such a big question to say, how could they soak it, like cook up all the roots of these incense in the shemen, that it shouldn't be used up? The kids of the whole thing was an ask. Tara bon lamadis. The prophet says, V'yikach Moshe shemen ha-mishcha, v'ayim shachas ha-mishkan. And Moshe took this oil, and he anointed the mishkan with it. We have Yuduwaima Shemin Hamishka Shosa Moshe Bamidbar Harba Nisim Nasabai Mitchlosov Yatsaifai. There are a lot of Nisim happened from beginning until end. Chilosalhoyel Yud Bez Lugim. We start out only with 12 Lugim of Shemin. Kama Yoira Boilas, how much it should the pot itself absorb? Kama Yoira Boilas. Kama Ikrim Boloyim, how much should the roots of the spice also absorb in? Kama or Seraph, how much does the fire burn up? Ovoy and still, Ovoy from the leftover from this Yud Beis Lugin, Nimshach Mishkon Vekelov Aaron Obonov Kozainim Ahamluyim, Ovoy Nimshachul Kahanim Gedolim Malachim, Fiafilu Kain Godol, then Kain Godol Tain Meshicha, even the son of a Kain Godol, he also needed Meshicha from the Shemin HaMishkon. Fiyay Moshkin Melech Ben Melech, Mashenkin, the son of a king, he does not need. I'm shocked from the Shemin HaMishkan. But I call upon him, how did such a small amount of Yud Beis Lugin last so long? I thought it was a nest. The Yim time you could ask the question of Neymar Moshko Eshleimoi, how come they made a Mashiach over Eshleimoi? Ah, he was a Ben Melech. The Territism of Neymar Lukusai Adoniyo, because of the Machlokes between Adoniyo that he wanted to be the Melech. Therefore, they had to make a Mashiach over Eshleimoi. The yes, Yoish Mifnei Asalya, the same thing by Yoish also, he needed an appointment, he needed an anointment because of the machlokes between Asal Yoil. The yes, Yoyochis Mifnei Yoyochim Ochiv, the same thing by Yoyochis also, even he was the Ben of a Melech, still he needed Meshicham because if Yoyochim was a machlokes, who should be the king? Shoyogodol Meyochiv Shteshon, he was older 2 years. And that's the Chiddush that he became a king. So the kids, so when there's a machlokes, who should take over the Malchus, then we need a Meshicha. Then we have to be Moshech anoint a new king. But the Mal, if there's no machlokes, then a Ben Melech does not need a Meshicha. Mashenke and the Ben of a Kohen Gadol, he does, and he needs a Meshicha. Omar Mal, what we just say, Ve'afilu Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Toi Meshicha. We know, how do we know to say this? That even if you point the son of a Kohen Gadol to be the Kohen Gadol, he does. He needs Mashiach. How do we know it's from? The Siddur Pasuk says, "V'ha'koyin ha'Mashiach tachta mi'bonov." So Mashmi, he also needs Mashiach. Name the Kulot. The Pasuk just says, "V'ha'koyin she'tachta mi'bonov." My ha'koyin ha'Mashiach. What does Mashiach mean? It's all k'mashmalon. The Pasuk comes to teach us, "V'afilu mi'bonov." Who the Mashiach have a kind gadol? V'loy Mashiach have a kind gadol. Come and teach us, even the son of a kind gadol. Alone you become a Kohen Gadol if you make a Mashiach on him. If you do not make a Mashiach, you will not become a Kohen Gadol. Omar Ma, what we just said before, Ein Moshchen Melech Ben Melech, Mashenke, if the son of a king takes over, by him we do not need a Mashiach. We know him, how do we know this from? Omar Rabach Rabbi Yaakov, the Siddur Pasuk says, L'man Yarech Yomim Amam Lachtoi, Hu Bonov. is Yerushahi Tirusha. So Mashmawat, that you don't have to make a new Mashicha. Our Ben Melech of Shat is the Din Yerusha. When the Melech dies, his son Yashin is the Melucha. So therefore, the son takes over him without a Mashicha. In some, if they ma Moshko Shlomoi, how come Shlomo Melechai, he was a Ben of David and Melech, how come he needed a Mashicha? The answer is, Mephnei Machlokusai, Chosna Machlokus Adonai Yo. So Morris says, Menon, how do we know this? Techiyose Machlokus, the boy Mashicha. That when there's a Machlokus, who takes over the Malchus, then we need a Mashicha. For Loi called the boy Malcho Morris Le Machusai. And we don't say like Stam, whoever the king wants to make king is enough. Like the Loi called the boy Malcho Morris Le Machusai, we don't Stam say, even though the Machlokus is whoever the king wants, so he becomes the Melech without the Mashicha. How do we know this? And no, then you do need the Mashicha. So the Prophet says, the Makor Prophet says, the care of Yisrael. That means this man, Shalom be Yisrael, when there's peace in Yisrael, then the Prophet says, the man Yaruch Yomim, that the Ben takes over. But if there's no Shalom, then you need a new Mashicha. Tony, we learned, Af Yehu Ben Nimshi. He also, Yehu ben Nimshi, only needed a Mashiach, even though he's the son of a king, only because of the Machlokes between Yorim ben Achav. Amai, for the Gemara, typically, the Melech Rishinu, that he was the first king, so what do you have to have another Mashiach altogether for? And the Gemara, Chasunimech, something is missing. This is what should say. Malchei Beis David Moishchin. That a Melech in Beis David, they need a Mashicha. Malchei Yisrael Moishchim, a Melech in Yisrael, does not a Mashicha. The entire time I can ask the question of Neymar Moshko Yehye Ben Nimshi, how can they made a Mashicha over there? He was from Malchei Yisrael, Teretzim Olei Machlokusai, Yorim Ben Achav. So when there's a Machlokus, even by Malchei Yisrael, then there also you need a Mashicha. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now, Omar Mao just said before that Malchei Beis David Moshkin, a Melech in Beis David is Mashicha, but the Yom Malchei Yisrael Moshkin, a Melech in Beis Yisrael, Malchei Yisrael is not in Mashicha. We know how to say this. You see, the passage says, "Kum, get up, Moshkin, make a Mashicha meet him. Ki zehu, Mashm zeh toy Mashicha for Malchus Beis David didn't need a Mashicha, but the Yom Achat toy Mashicha. That for Malchei Yisrael, there's no importance. You don't have to have a Mashicha." On my mom, would you say, Mifnei Machlokes Yorim? Because the Machlokes of Yorim, that's what needed a Mashicha. So the question is, on Mishum Machlokes Yorim Ben Achav, Nima Veshem and Mishchem, I give a time for Malchus Yisrael, you don't need it, so what was the purpose to use it? The Chul, you're telling me you don't need it. So just because of the Machlokes, who gives you right to be moral, like to have enjoyment from the Shem and Mishchem? So my answer, Kidyam Rapopo, be a fach, Yedachia. Means there wasn't really the Shemin HaMishcha. It was another type of Shemin like it. Rashi says, Befakhtia Dachia, Nimshach, where the Shemin HaMishcha? It wasn't the real Shemin HaMishcha, it was no Yisrael Mila, it wasn't really Hegdish. His Akhenami also, the Afasma Dachia, we're talking about this type of oil. Then he says, Yasir Yochas and the Yoyokim, Shagod and the Menor Steshonim. Since he was older 2 years, he wanted to be king. That's why we appointed the younger one, we had to have a Mashicha. For the Gemara, Mi Koshis, was it true? Samaras question, Mi Koshis, is it really true that Yoyakim was older than Yoyakis? I have accepted the passage says like this, Obnei Yashar Yehabachor Yoychon, V'yashoni Yoyakim, V'yashlishi Tzitkiyo, V'yavi Yisholim. So in the Yom of Yoychon, who Yoyakis, who Tzitkiyo? So Kitzis says here that Tzitkiyo, there was a third one. So, and it says that's Yoyokis. And it says, who's Sholem? He was Sholem. So, and the Gish on the bottom here says, Gish like this, says, who's Sholem? Who Tzitkiyo? Who Yoychon and who Yoyokis? So comes out then Yoyokis is really older. So how can we say now Yoyokis had a Shiloh between his brother Yoyokim? That was 2 years old and wanted to take over, here it's Mashmuna, Yoyokim was older. So first says, no, we only knew the Atay Yoyokim Koshis. Yoyokim was older. V'yamai called the Bechor, so why is then Yoyokim called the Bechor?
Shu Bechor and the Malchus, he was the Bechor, he was fit to take over the Malchus. That's why, but really he was younger. So that's the question of Melo, Yoakim was older. So with the Shadow, they put the younger one to be king before the older brother. So that's the question, can you do this? Is that right to take a younger son before an older son? I have accepted the Pasuk says, yes, Hamam Lochom, Nasli Yoyarim, Kua Bechor, Mashmi says to give the Malchus over to the younger son. So my answer is, Ahu, Mamali, Mokim, Avais, Rebbe. Here the Pshat is if the Bechor is a Mamali, Mokim, we give it to him. For the case where the younger son is a big Mamali, Mokim, we give it to the younger son. Oh, Mamali, we just say, Hu Shalem, Hu Tzidkiyo, for Bidori Tachoshiv, it's Mashmi, go back to Doris, who was born first, who was born last. So I consider the same person. My call is Shlishi. Shlishi in the body was the third one for the child. Or my call is Revi. She Revi Ramachus as the Pshat. He was the fourth one to be king. Mishum the Malach Yechanyo Mikaimei Betchilas Melach Yeyochis. Because that Melach Yechanyo was a king before him at the beginning of Melach Yeyochis. Vesef at the end Malach Yeyochim. Vesef at the end Malach Yechanyo Vesef Malach Tzidkiyo. So the kids are it's not really degeneration one after another, but rather put the ranks when they ruled, when they were the king. Tell me about another of this. Who Shalom, who Tzidkiyo? The Pasuk says Shalom means who Tzidkiyo. In Sov, Olam HaNikrishma, Shalom, his name called Shalom. Shalom, Shalom B'maisav. He was complete his actions like a tzaddik, all his maisav was Shalom. The Rav and other pshat is Shalom, Shalom, Malchus Beis David. He was the last one to be king of Malchus Beis David, the Yamav. Or my Shema, what was his name? Masanya Shema, that was his name. Shema says, V'yimlechas Masanya, Doi Doi Tachtov. V'yisev Shema Tzidkiyo. And he called his name Tzidkiyo. D'yom Aloi Yehei Yatzik Olecho Etzadin. They call like Hashem Shematzik, she gives you the right din. In Tindler B, if you're going to be murdered, if you're going to rebel against me, Hashem, she gives you the right punishment. Shema says, V'yivyo Bavolo. It came to Babel, Uxir, began the Melech Beluchanetzal, Melech Babel Morad, Asher Eshbiya Barakim. Now, so Melech, that's trying to post it. That to him, he made him Shmuah, if a rebel will get punished. For the Gemara only have a Shemina Mishkan, did they have Shemina Mishkan at that time? I have a tiny one like this. Misha Nignas Orin, Nignas Tinsenes Hamon, the Shasta when they made Gornos at the Chub and the Bayes Rishon, when they hid the Orim, it was gone as then, it's in Senes Amon, the jar of Mon, was Luchas Shemin HaMishcha, or Ma'akol HaShalayim, Shekedim HaProchim, the Argoiz, Sheshog HaPlishtim, Beru Lekai Yisrael, and the Ark that the Plishtim sent, Shemin HaPosik says, V'yaskol HaZov HaShir Yeshivim, Loi Oshim, Tesimim V'Argoiz, Mitzidei. And now, me Gonzu, who hid the Oren? Yishayo Melech Yehuda Gonzu. Shem it says, V'yema Melech, Erekanim, Tnu Asar Nakodish, Rom Reb Leza, As Yisham Shomasi Deres Deres, Ash Mishlash Mishmeres. So Kitzo, they didn't have any Shem in the Mishka then, Bishas Yishayo Melech Yehuda. So how could they make him a Sheikh of the Shem in the Mishka? So Mitzvah Amra Popo, the Yafas Nidachi again, they did not really use the Shemin HaMishka, but use a special Shemin. That was the question of the Shasta made the Melech Yoyochis. They didn't have the Shemin HaMishka land anymore, but that time before that, they already was gone as the Yoren. So how can you say they made a Mashicha or the Shemin HaMishka? So that's the end to know that the Mashicha was made not with real Shemin HaMishka, it was made with this other type of Shemin. But not the real Shemin HaMishka. Yes, Tanya Rabbanan of this. Moshe Nes HaMelochim Timin Nezer. We made a Mashiach over the kings, it was like a crown. The Esekanim and the Moshe of the Kanim Gedolim, Kimin Ki, like a key. That's the Greek way of saying like an X. Kiyom Rav Menashe, he has the Kimin Ki Yivani, like a Greek key. Tony Choda, Betchila Matzik Shemin Roshe. First he used to pour the Shemin over his head. V'yachakach Noisim LaShemin Ben Rishayim. Then they put the oil between his eyebrows. But Tana Chud, another Brisa said, V'tchnos at the beginning, Noisim L'Shemen Ben Yisrael, the first thing is to put the Shemen between his eyebrows. V'yachagar, then, Noisim L'Shemen, always then you pour the Shemen on top of his head. Z'mor says, Tanoi, Nechem Tamachoyke Tanoiim. Ikla Mandi Yoma, Meshich Adif, it's better to be Moshach. V'ikla Mandi Yoma, Yitzik Adif, no, it's better to pour it. Night time, the Mandi Yoma, Yitzik Adif, it's better to pour it there, like the Shemen on top of his head. Shemen says, Vayitzak Mishemen Amishchal Roish Aaron. So it was better to pour the Shem on top of his head. The man diyom Meshicha, you pour on his body, Adifak Saba, Shekei Nisra, Beitza Klisharis. Is that Dibai Klisharis or Meshicha? I will see it says Vayitzak, Ulub Seifa Yimoshach. So Mashmur Vayitzak is better than it says Vayimoshach. Okay, come on. My time Vayitzak, what's to be the Mary Tzika, Mishum Vayimoshach, Isla Kotshain, because first they made the Meshicha. They hold the Meshicha, that's better, that's anointing pouring on the body than we say enough. Torah Rabbanim, Pasuk says, Keshemen HaTov HaYod HaRosh, means Kemin Shtei Tipa Magolius, almost like two drops of pearls, Hoyu Teluyos L'Yarim B'Zitna, they're hanging down by Aaron by his beard. Omer Rav Kana, Tony will learn, Keshem Mesaper Oilus V'Yashavis Dikrei Ziknei, we used to talk, like he used to go up and down his beard. Maybe he had a know he was moyel in the Shemen HaMishra. So Moses says, Yotzes Abaskar, that time Abaskar came out, the Yom HaMitzah, Abaskar came out and said, Ketal Chemen, Chiyorod Al Hor Reitzim. Matah, just like Du, Reng, by Milo, no is the Milo on Du, is our Shemen, Chiyorod Al Zakan Al Hor, then the Shemen came down Al Zakan Al Aron, is Reng, by Milo, no is the Milo on it. But dying still, Aaron, how you doing? I was still worried. Shem Moshe Lemel. Maybe Moshe was not over in the Semilam. But Niva Malti, maybe Aaron himself was Mel. He had enough in the Shem and the Mishka was on his beard. Yot Sabaskar Baskim of Yom and said, no. Hine Matavu Manoim, Shebeth Achim, Tam Yachad. The two brothers living together. Mama, just like the Moshe Lemel, when Moshe wasn't over in the Semilam, is Avata Lemelto, what didn't you Aaron else? You're not over the Semilam. Did not call you Aaron Mel. From the Shemen HaMishra. Tell Rabbanim, Ein Moishkin Es HaMelochim El Olamayim. When do we anoint a king to become a king? Only by your will. Kedei Shetimoshech Malchusan. As the Simon told like that, his Malchus should be Moshech, should be long like a river. Shemel HaGovel, Shemel HaTaz V'yem HaMelech. Evo Hayvaratem Oysa, Oysa Yagichayim. O Moshech Oysa Shom, Moshech went down to the well. Omer Rav Ami, Hayman de boy leida yemoshcha shosra iloi. Person wants to know if he'll live out the year or not, will he have a long life or not. What should he do? His maisi shagra. Let him go ahead and let him bring a burning lamp. The Aaron asar yamim de bein rosh hashanah yom kippur between the asar shemay tshuva in the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Let him take this burning lamp. The nista bebeisa. Let him hang it, and let him hang it, place it in his house, or the Lenosh of Zik, in a place where there's no wind. So, Imoshech Mehura, if the lamp burns out to the end, so maybe the Masik Shah, so know that I'll live to the end of the year. So that's the answer to know if you live the whole year or not. Or man, the boy never iska, if someone wants to do some business deal now. A boy, the lady wants to know, will be successful with this business deal or not. There's nearby Tanagol, let him take like a chicken, let him take a Tanagol, and feed it. He shaman, if it gets fat, the shofar looks nice, maybe the Maslich, and all the Maslich in the business deal. Now, hi man, the boy, Nefek Piucha, somebody wants to go out on the road. A boy, the lady, Hodl Abesa, if we'll return to his house or not, he has to go out on the trip. He wants to know whether he'll be zeichah to return home or not. Is Naya, let him go out, make him bebeisei, or now let him get up, let him get up, bebeisei in his own house, tibuhasa, in a dark room. Rashi says it means awful, but let the room be a little bit dark. So let's see. In chazer, we could see bevuah de bevuah, the neida de yosla bebeisei. If he could see his shadow, a second shadow, like he could see his reflection of his shadow, then he'll be able to come back home. The Gemara says Shnov Lav Nus, it's not true. Dume Chol Shor Baita Yomasu Mazlei. Maybe the pshat is a Rav Chlishes of Das will be discouraged over him, and that will make a bad mazel for him. Rashi is, it means people should not do this. No, never in Sheyochi. For Dume Heavy Simra Bisha when it's time now she miss a Mazlei. Maybe he'll be a have a bad sim here, and I'll be discouraged with him, and that will bring down his mazel. So the kids of Nakadai to try to test these to see if these things work or not. All right, we'll stop here.
The Gemara says that high man the boy nefesh biruch, if somebody wants to go on a journey, or boy dineida ihada lebeisai, and he wants to know whether they're able to return home or not. So the last Gemara was is neil making a beisai, let him go, let him enter a darkened room, the bosa, and in chazif he can see like a shadow in the top of that rov now. In the Gemara says in